This is the Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Dean Show. You're getting away from the MTV, from the Pimp My Ride, and all the other distractions out there. A lot of the things are just waste of time, but here you're benefiting with your time because you're here with us on The Dean Show and you're getting to learn something here every week. And today, here on The Dean Show, we got an attorney on the show, an educator, who we're going to be asking some very important questions, because a lot of times, you know what? Muhammad, come over here. You get randomly selected 2-3 times. Like, what's going on here? You're a law-abiding citizen. You live by the law of the land. You're doing good. And sometimes, you know, you feel a little belittled. You feel like, you know, there's some eyes on you. And what do? You don't want to be in reactionary. You don't want to overreact and do the wrong thing. You want to do the right thing. So we want to get some good advice. So we got someone to give us this advice here on The Dean Show. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is The Dean.
Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Good, alhamdulillah. All thanks to the creator of the heavens and earth who's given us this platform here to meet together. I'm very excited. Thank you for being
Same
with
here.
Us.
Thank you.
Dr. Zafa?
Safa.
Yes. So you just, because time is short, so we'll just go ahead and kind of talk a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
You're a doctor. I mean, you finished with a juris in a doctorate from the
yes.
DePaul University.
Yes.
You also teach law at Loyola University?
Yes, I do teach law on part-time basis. I teach one course on non-public school law, private school law, and one course on Islamic law.
MashaAllah. And you also have a master's in education, but educating for a long time.
Yes, for about 15 years. I was a teacher, then a principal of one of the largest Islamic schools in the nation.
You're keeping busy.
Absolutely.
Doing good,
sir.
Inviting the good.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
That's what it is about.
And it's what Muslims are about. You know?
Absolutely.
Inviting the good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
So now, you heard me open the show, you know? And a lot of times now there's a misunderstanding. Islam is the fastest growing way of life in the world out there. It's a way of life that was actually lived by all the messengers of God, Jesus, Moses, Abraham. It's not a new religion. This is one misconception. It's been there since time immemorial because God Almighty, He's not the author of confusion. He sent the same message throughout all the messengers. Submit your will to the owner of all that
Absolutely.
Exists, the one God, the one creator, the same God that Jesus worshiped. That's the God that we're worshiping. And we're just continuing the legacy of pure monotheism, doing good. And now, you know, sometimes it's heavy. It's heavy on a person because, you know what? He's law-abiding citizen. He's a doctor. He's an engineer. He's not talking about blowing nobody up. This is the furthest thing from his mind, terrorism and all these other things. A person just wants to live with his family in peace, peace with his creator, peace with himself, peace in society. So he's getting randomly selected 3 times. He's getting what he feels is harassed and looked down upon. We don't want people to lose hope. In the system here, we don't want people to get discouraged. You're an attorney. We want some good advice. We want some good advice. How should a person handle these situations when they feel the heat is coming on?
Sure.
Please talk to us.
Absolutely. There's 3 points that I would like to make in that regard. 2 of them really are not legal. Rather, relates to the fact that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, حَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. It's part and parcel of being a believer to really have things thrown at you. Sometimes it can be thrown at you by your job, sometimes by your family, sometimes by people you live around, sometimes by your government, sometimes by whatever it is. So we need to understand that, you know, we are not facing anything that an average believer faces everywhere. The second point I want to make is that also, as Muslims, in America, we are not also facing anything that other people, other minority, religious and ethnic and otherwise, did not face. It is part of becoming part and parcel of this country, part of taking your place and making your contribution to the country. There is a time where you reach a critical mass at which some people start feeling threatened by you, by your presence, and they start trying to find ways and excuses to marginalize you, to demonize you, to push you aside, to say somehow of all other Americans that came through and have managed to make their mark on the society, you are different. That you are too bad. And this happened to Catholics, this happened to Mormons, this happened to Jews, this happened to African American, obviously, and they suffered perhaps the most on this. So it's not also any different. And every community that have succeeded at the end stood its ground, didn't overreact, as you said in the opening, but at the same time did not bury its head in the sand and just walked away. So that comes the third point, which is just go to places and people who can give you advice. Here in America, we have many organizations within the Muslim community and without that basically are there ready to help anyone who needs help in this regard. If you are, for example, in the airport and they stop you, take the name of the person who is dealing with you, for example, keep track of what is happening, and then you basically contact, if someone is trying to, you feel violate your rights, you have a right to ask them to talk to an attorney, and you can also make phone calls to organizations that can help you. Here in Chicago, I know firsthand that, for example, Care Chicago is an organization that can respond to you and can tell you what is it that you need to be doing to guard your rights. There are many other organizations that do that as well. And they put on workshops. They you can contact them on your own time. You can go on their websites, and they have plenty of advice in that regard. The key is that don't feel that you are suffering in silence, that there's nobody who can support you, and also, more importantly, don't let it go without standing up for your right, but without, again, overreacting, without, battling wrong with wrong.
Now, you started off with point number one, and you quoted the verbatim word of God, the Quran.
Yeah.
It's was sent down over a span of 23 years, tamper-free, tamper-proof, is not edited by man, it's preserved in its original, memorized by millions. It's
Absolutely.
A living miracle. Absolutely. And you said it in the original language, the Arabic. Can you translate,
sure.
because you talked about it being a test. That's a very
sure.
key
sure.
point. Explain this verse here.
The verse says, do people think that they will say, I believe, and they will not be tested?
Tested, huh?
Absolutely.
It's a test, a part of a test. This
absolutely.
Whole scheme here, this whole scheme of things, it's a
absolutely.
Test. So don't panic.
Absolutely.
Know that God is... Some people think, now, man, is God angry with me? Is he upset with me? So is this, how we should take it? And then
not
they freak
all.
Out. Just how should I handle it? When the calamity hits, you got the... You're pulled to the side. You're like, uh-oh, I'm... my flight, I'm about to miss it. My family, my job, I'm going to lose it. And you start... The panic kicks in. How do you handle this moment?
You basically remind yourself that this is a test and you are going to pass it with flying colors. And so you keep your calm, you keep your politeness, and you communicate with whoever is across from you in a very assertive but very respectful manner. And most of the time, people get good results with that.
I like that. This is very, we're being optimistic.
Absolutely.
Not pessimistic.
True.
Yes, definitely. This is beautiful. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to come back for more questions here. I got so many of them. And we're blessed to have you here with us. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with more here on The Dean Show.
Death and the Day of Judgment, the mercy of Allah. These are the things that finally made me realize there is no time to delay anymore. I wanted to take my Shahada right then.
The essence of spirituality is to become more sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contemplate death itself. It is very, very scary, but it brings you back to reality. There is a life which is everlasting in the hereafter. And you have to make a conscious decision of which group of people do you want to be of, the people of heaven or the people of hell.
Allahu Akbar.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone.
If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on the Dean Show with Dr. Zafa, tell us, you have your own law firm also,
mm-hmm.
and you have done a lot of good in the community. Heard you also got an award from the mayor, Mayor Daley of Chicago.
In 2009,
yes. MashaAllah. So you're somebody who's respected in the community. And is your door open now if, you know, we had these Peter King hearings lately, recently. Now, if someone like that was to invite you, because I heard that many of the Muslim scholars and people who have a voice in the community, the door was closed to them.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you know, now we have this platform, we want to speak radical Islam. It seems like, I always call it, they make it out like the boogeyman's coming mm-hmm. to get you. Everyone's, they're developing this fear in the hearts of people, which Islam, when you get to know it, it eradicates any fear. It's something beautiful. It's something when you practice, it brings peace in your life, peace in the community, and it's something that, you know, is so beloved to our hearts. So what are your comments on this, when you hear this term being thrown around, radical Islam?
Well, actually, let me talk to you from experience. About a year, little over a year ago, I became the Secretary General of ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America. And though I am a partner in my law firm, I'm literally an absent partner because I devote all my time to the work of ISNA, and it is very extensive, and it requires a lot of travel. Now, the thing for me with ISNA is that we have really decided to take the long-term approach to this issue, and that is not to necessarily react every time there is an issue, every time someone cries Islamophobe cries foul or starts attacking us, calling us radicals. Rather, start to work with civil society and interfaith community and government to try to really explain to them the facts, because the beauty of this is that the facts are on our side. They have to put on a pony, you know, show to basically pull what they are trying to pull, and it doesn't stand because the facts don't support it. Give you an example. The hearings, for example, for Peter King, we put together as an organization, I'm talking now about the Islamic Society of North America, we put together a coalition of 24 religious communities from, you name it, from evangelicals to Baptists to mainline denominations to all four denominations of the Jewish community. And they came together and they formed an organization called Shoulder to Shoulder. And the rest of the name is Combating Anti-Muslim Bigotry in America. And what they are saying is that what is being said, including Peter King, what he's saying is not true. In fact, on the day of his hearing, we had a press conference in Congress. We were joined by the second Muslim congressman, Andre Carson, and we talked forcefully about the fact that this is a show, and this is not going after the facts. And the biggest proof of that is that, first, I mean, if you listen to many of the Congress people, especially the Democrats on the panel, I mean, they were. You know, putting holes through the argument of Peter King like no tomorrow. But more importantly, you know, the whole hearings supposedly were about radicalization of Muslims, right?
Yes.
So who would you call for that to testify? You are supposed to call law enforcement and the Muslim community.
Exactly,
grill
yes.
the Muslim community on their supposed radicalization and grill law enforcement on their, you know, what did they find? What their investigations found? Well, no FBI agent testified, no law enforcement testified, except for one, who was the sheriff of Los Angeles, Sheriff Baca, and he was invited not by Peter King, but by the ranking Democrat on the panel, and he sat there to rebut and counter every assertion that King made. He said the community is cooperative, that the community is peaceful, that the community is law-abiding, is helpful. And so, and the other thing is that there were no Muslim community members. There were some people in the community that are more self-haters than anything else that were there, but there were no legitimate representative of any legitimate organization in the nation. He just held his second hearing, which went without fanfare at all, about supposedly radicalization of Muslims in prisons. And guess what? No correctional facilities, you know, or correctional officer was called to testify. Nobody from the Department of Corrections in any state on the federal level was invited to testify in his hearings. Amazing. So luckily, again, the truth in our side, the truth in your side, you are very lucky. And so all we need to do is build those coalitions, explain to the average American who really is most of our fellow Americans come from backgrounds that have gone through this experience. They can name somebody in their family one day who was ostracized, who were considered not quite the right American. And so when you tell them your story, when they know who you are, all of these things fall by the sideway. And that's what we need to be doing. And that's what we have been doing as an organization. July 1st to July 4th, we have our annual convention here in Chicago. We are asking Sheriff Baca to come to the convention. He accepted, and he will be there to be honored for his courageous stand, talking, truth to power to Peter King. And we have also a lot of panels on how to combat Islamophobia, who's afraid of Sharia, trying to really explain to ourselves, to our fellow Muslims in America, but also to America at large, explain to them what Islam is all about. It's clear like day. As you said, Islam is the religion of God that has been embraced by the prophets throughout, including Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. And it is the same. It calls for the same truths of being kind to your neighbors, of doing right, of upholding what is right, of combating injustice, standing up for oppression. And that's what we are about. And I think it's something to be proud of. And we should wear it in our sleeves and communicate it with our fellow Americans. And we'll be surprised with the results.
Absolutely, absolutely. So eloquently put. Sheikh, tell us now, the thing is that you said a key point here. It's that the truth is on our side. And the thing is that many of us, we know what the purpose of life is. It's clear. And we know that as those who have submitted to the one God, doing good, because God is good, He only accepts good. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to stay away from evil. Right. We're trying to stay away from things that aren't good for us anyway. Right. And trying to sincerely, humbly, just submit to God.
Right.
And the thing here is that many of us, if we were submitting to God as Muslims, being role models for the communities, educating the people, our job is not to try to convert somebody. Our job is not to try to force something down people's throats, but just to deliver the message and to share the purpose of life with the people. If they want to accept it, they accept it. If they don't, it's on them. It's between them and their Lord.
Absolutely.
But many of us, as Muslims, we're not doing that. We're not educating the people. So do we have to look at ourselves first and foremost? Talk to us. What are your
Absolutely.
Thoughts about this?
To tell you the truth, that's the beginning of it. And again, if I may quote the Quran again, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. Oh, you who believe, why do you say what you do not? That it is an abomination in the sight of Allah to say what you do not. And so, really, in a lot of time, in a lot of ways, and the most distracting thing for people out there about Islam who are not Muslims is sometimes the actions of Muslims. Is sometimes the way Muslims behave themselves. And that includes the radicals and the terrorists, but it also includes a lot of Muslims who really don't show a good example. You know, I can tell you about, we live in a suburb that today has quite a few Muslims. People know who Muslims are. We have comfortable relations with our neighbors. I can tell you 15 years ago, it was not the case. And I remember one time we were checking out of Dominic's, my wife and I, and we realized, after we checked out that everything is in the bag except this over-the-counter medication. So we took it back to the lady and said, I don't think you checked this. And she checked it. We paid for it. And she said, oh, thank you. This have never happened to us before. And I was walking telling my wife, because at the time we had some issues and some problems and people saying, them Muslims, them people.
Yeah.
And I told her that enough of these events and enough people will start realizing that we have good people living among us. So that's what we need to focus on, not to get caught up with the slogans and with the, slogans on your shirt or whatever, or speaking out or being combative. Rather, with our behavior, just going back to our Islam and living it every day, living it, showing that, I can tell you, I traveled one time. I have 7 children, alhamdulillah. My oldest is 17. I traveled a few years back. And on the plane, some people, my wife couldn't travel with me, they were saying, what did you give the little ones? They are so quiet. They are so, happy, jovial. We had, And that's what matters, because people know what it means to have six kids and then to see them, alhamdulillah, well behaved, doing well, etc. That's the kind of thing we need to show to people. And when we do, everything else falls in place.
That's what our religion, the way of life, all the messengers teaches us to do, to be, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the best of you are those who have the best character. So we need to be living this way of life, so it can amplify in our behavior.
If I can just invite everybody to come out to the ISNA convention in Rosemont, July 1st to the 4th. It's a beautiful event. Over 200 scholars, everybody you know who's who in the Muslim community is out there. You name it, they are there. It's beautiful. We have a film festival, over 18 films, Meet the Author program. It's a beautiful time to spend in Chicago, and then culminated with the fireworks on the 4th. I really hope that a lot of people will join us, and we will put on a show to the world that what Muslims look like when they come together, inshallah.
Absolutely. We're going to be right back to wrap it up, and we're going to talk about also the film, Dunya to Deen. It's at the ISNA this year. We'll be right back. Close it up here on The Dean Show. Don't go nowhere.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on The Dean Show with our guest, Dr. Safa, and we started off and we talked about being patient.
Right.
As God Almighty says in the verbatim word of God, do you think you'll be left alone? Just saying, I believe, you're going to have to do some work, you're going to be tested. And this life is a test. You eloquently explained that. And also, doing things the proper way, not to be reactionary.
Right.
Go by things according to the law, take the person's name, and go up to the higher chain and put your trust in Allah.
Right.
But the second part, educate and share the purpose of life with the people and live as Islam tells you to live, right, with good character, noble character. And then we are wrapping it up now with the convention that the not yet Muslims that are out there, the non-Muslims, they're welcome to come. Anyone,
absolutely,
if you got the mayor, if you got the politicians, whoever's out there in Chicago, even if they're out of Chicago, Peter King, could he come?
Absolutely.
Let him come?
Absolutely.
This is when again?
He wants to show up, he can call.
Anyone?
Yes, anyone.
They can ask for you now. They can ask for you.
And yes, sir.
We give them the VIP treatment.
Absolutely. It's isna.net. They can go to it, and my email is there, and they can contact us, and they can register as well online.
So you're telling me that even Peter King, you'll give him the VIP treatment at the ISNA?
Why not?
Why not?
Absolutely.
Mr. Peter King, come on down. Sit with the Muslims. Eat biryani with the Muslims.
You
don't like biryani? You got some
falafel.
Other food?
Falafel. Yes.
Now, before we close, you mentioned the film festival. You know what? Almost 2 years in the making, we've had this film. People wanted to know, you know, how the host of The Dean Show came to being, to doing this, and
right,
coming from another form of life to this, right, life. And alhamdulillah, a film producer came, put this together, and it's called Dunya to Deen.
Right.
And you guys are hosting it at the
ISNA. Absolutely, and it's our pleasure. And it's one of 18 works that are being showcased in the convention. And this is growing every year. I mean, we started out, we had maybe five submissions the first year, and now it's we got like over 40, and I think we narrowed it down to 18. The beauty of this is that, and what we try to do at the ISNA convention, I'll be very honest with you, some people say, you know, why go to the ISNA convention? You know, there's not enough religious stuff. Well, what we are trying to do is to show our religion with all of its beauty and broadness. We're not about we're not bringing people to just lecture them to death or just to ram lectures down their throat the whole time. We are there to show an average person who will come out, this is the Muslim community in all of its diversity, all of its beauty. And so we have a variety of things. If you are the serious type, we have very serious lectures. If you are the activist type, we have very workshops that teach you the know-how. If you are someone who likes the art, we have an art and calligraphy display. We have the film festival. Whatever your take on life is, whatever you want, come and see it. It is the Muslim community on display, and that's the whole purpose of it, to show the normalcy of the Muslims in America, and that's the reality of it. So I hope you come and witness that and be a part of it.
Yeah, and we got some good news. We're working behind the scenes. We're trying to get the Dean Show live.
Yes, sir.
At the ISNA this year. What do you think? You think we can make that
happen? It's all going to come down to technicalities. If we can work out the logistics, we are happy to do that, I promise you.
Inshallah, we're trying to make it happen. So that's all this year at the ISNA. Thank you very much. May God Almighty, the Creator, Allah reward you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you. Walaikum as-salam. And thank you for being with us here on another episode of The Dean Show. You got to hear the good news. If you're going to be in Chicago that weekend of July 4th, Dunya to Deen, the longly awaited, highly anticipated film, is finally here. So you can go to the ISNA to view it. And we're working out the logistics to have the Dean Show live at the convention, inshallah. So hopefully we'll see you there. And remember, as we covered in the show, noble character. Developing yourself to be the best human being that you can be. Being kind to your neighbor. If he's a Muslim or even a non-Muslim. Islam calls you to everything good and noble. Being good to your parents. Being good. And this is what it's all built on. That pure monotheism of only worshiping the one God. The one who created you and created this whole universe and everything in it. And if you like what we had to say here today on the Dean Show, continue to come back and even visit us at the ISNA convention. We'll see you next time, God willing, inshallah. Until then, peace be unto you.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.